interruptions, but here we are. So this is gonna be something different for everyone listening, because we have back with us is Sierra.
Hi.
From, see, the episode came out last year, but we recorded it about 2 years ago, so it's been a bit of a time jump. So how's life been since then?
Well, I'm sure, like everybody, pretty crazy.
Yeah, give or take a pandemic, but still.
You know, just that. But actually, I have been very grateful, very thankful that during the pandemic, I have been able to maintain, and I've actually had some blessings come my way during this time, and I've been very fortunate for that. My family has all been relatively healthy, and actually right now, I'm in between both dosages for the vaccine. I'll be getting my one on the 6th.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, and my parents both have their first one too. But yeah, so during the pandemic, I down on my luck a little bit with work at first, like, oh no, what's gonna happen? But that did not last long at all, thankfully. I actually received a promotion 2 weeks before it started, and then everything that I was promoted to became non-existent. So I was like, ah, I guess not market anymore. There's no public reach out to publicly. That was okay though. The company I work for is very caring for their employees and worked really hard to get me my hours back in overtime that happened. And since then, we actually opened up a 4th location. We merged 2 more locations, and I got some more promotions. So I'm really happy for. So now I oversee and coordinate and manage 6 of the dance studios. And actually today I finished training a new employee for one of them, one of the newer ones. So yeah, I'm very happy about that. My best friend just moved to New York on Monday. Blessing in disguise, the market the way it is for him, at least he was able to afford to move out there and pursuing his dream of being on Broadway.
That's so awesome.
Really happy for him. That's Chris. I'm going to go spend my birthday with him in August, and who knows what that'll hold for us, but those are pretty much the big things, I guess.
That's awesome. I'm glad things worked out for you the way they did.
How are you, Dominic?
I've been decently well. Pandemic was grateful to me too, in a way, by letting me lose my jobs, but giving me more time to pursue more creative like projects to do on my own and yeah. Build my resume that way. So, yeah, it was like, because my job of 8 years at the car dealership was kind of hitting a dead end, like for me, because like I wasn't really going anywhere with it. So it was like one of those things where I was looking for a new job to kind of replace it. But in the end, kind of being somewhat self-employed, even though I'm not really getting paid. I mean, if anybody wants to sponsor me out there, I am open to it. but I'm having so much fun and I'm more happy.
Wow. Well, that's amazing. I made everybody realize, put things in perspective too. I like to think that it was almost like hitting a reset button. Like, it gave me a fresh perspective on what I do and why I'm doing it, and to slow down and appreciate the things around me, to be more grateful for things around me, especially living in the Bay Area. Everything is just so like high strung all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It really made me slow down and value different things. I mean, I feel like I already was the kind of person that I tried my best to be like that, grateful and appreciative, but really having everything come to a stop. You're like, whoa, this isn't just my little world anymore. Like, everyone's going through something. So it made us realign what were our priorities in all different ways. Like, you obviously prioritize wanting to enjoy what you're doing. And that was lacking, and now you get the time to do something like that where you're enjoying your passions more. That's great.
Thank you. And I'm gonna say this now because like I don't think I've said it on the podcast. I said it on my Let's Play, but just recently I came back from an internship from working on an actual like film set.
Ooh, which are you at the liberty to share?
Sadly, no. Vaguely, yeah. I could share vaguely. I signed an NDA, so there's not much I can actually say.
That's so exciting.
It was a lot more fun. I was afraid of like what the environment was gonna be like, but it was so like it I mean, there were still moments where like it was go, 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 but there was a lot of moments where it was just chill. The people there were wonderful. And I met so many great people at the same time. Like, it was really an incredible experience.
Yeah. When I was working on film sets, it was like, I don't know. It was a whole different world.
Wait,
like,
when did you work on film sets?
I did between 2015 and 2019, off and on.
I did not know this.
Yeah, I did some bigger projects and some smaller ones. Like, some were just like music videos. Others were like small films or like real stuff. But, real, you know.
I make real stuff.
But, it was such a great experience. And I miss it. Like, I would love to do something like that again. I'd love to keep acting. But it's a hard schedule to keep up. The starving actor thing is no joke. Like, you kind of just wait around to finally get called upon, and then your hours are so long.
I know. I mean, I know, like, actors, like, we were there from, like, 9 a.m. to almost, like, midnight.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy, but, like, it does go by pretty fast. It did for me, at least.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. Some of the people that were working on the sets, I mean, my call time would be, like, 4 a.m., and I get there at 4 a.m., it's dark, it's freezing. And they have already been there. Like, they already have so much stuff. I'm like, do people sleep? Like, no wonder. You're like, hurry up, go, go, go. Like, you're on hour 15 of a 5-hour shift.
Yeah, no, because, like, for me and the, like, other interns that were part of it, we had to, like, we had to be there. Like, we were second. The producers and all that were first. And then we were second. We helped set, Crafty up, other tables for, like, the actors for schooling, since we had child actors. And, like, for hair and makeup and wardrobe, we helped set everything up. And then, like, after that was over, it's like, okay, who needs help? Who, like, calls us to, like, go help them out? And then it's go, go, go. But once everything started filming, for us, it's like, okay, we could sit back, we could watch, and we can learn. Which was, I think, the best part.
Watching it come together, like, all of that is for something. Like, here it is, coming together at last.
Mm-hmm. So I'm excited for when the film does come out. And when it does, then I'll, like, I don't know if I could share everything, but I'll share a lot more than what I can now.
Yes, you're like legally bound. Do you know when it'll be coming
Hopefully
out?
December.
Okay. Oh, that's going to come by so fast.
It is.
Part though, you're like, I just want to tell people. I want to share this fun experience. And you're like, no. I love it when people who are on set get to be a part of something that they didn't intend to be a part of. Like, when one of the sets I was working on, some of the people that were actors in it, they were like, I actually want to be more behind the scenes. I want to be on the production team, or I want to be anything. Like, I want to be on the light crew, or I want to be an assistant director. And I loved it. I loved watching them progress. There was a project that I was on for a couple of years off and on, and I would come back and go, whoa, weren't you someone else? And like, whoa, weren't you on the production team, and now you're on, like, behind the camera. It was just, like, so cool. People found their niche and what they wanted to do.
Yeah, no, the production world is so fascinating. It was one of those things I kind of, like, avoided at school, because, like, I loved writing and editing more, so I focused on that. And then this opportunity came up, and it was, like, the perfect way of, like, getting that school experience I missed while also getting that real life experience at the same time.
Yes, yes.
Hello, Sebastian. Goodbye, Sebastian.
Ooh, Darian is sitting over here. He looks like a burnt rotisserie chicken. Chris and I call him. And I know Sebastian doesn't like to be left behind. He knows when I'm on a video call versus if it's just like me watching a show or something. It doesn't matter what device I'm using. He can tell if it's a person. I don't talk. I just sit there and listen. And he can tell that it's not a movie, that it's an actual human. And he does this.
He just wants to be in front.
A part of things, my little boy.
How long have you had him now?
Well, Darian I rescued from the Humane Society in 2016, and Sebastian was my friend's cat, but she couldn't keep him anymore given another animal in the house that hated him. So she gave him to me the next year. So I think that was 2017. And they love each other so much.
I remember you telling me that last time, just like they're just sewn at the hip.
They really are. It makes me so happy for the boy cats. It's just, you never know if they're going to be territorial or not. And they both just obviously want someone to love. So I love it.
I think I hear him purring. I don't know if that's just... Okay, he is? Okay. That was adorable.
Yadio, you gotta get out of here. Don't settle. Gotta be a part of it.
I mean, next time I bring you on here, hopefully pandemic is over and we do in person, I could just hold him the entire time.
See, exactly. Gosh, he's so soft too.
Luckily this isn't a video show, because then that's all you'll see this entire time. Sebastian, like, literally right in front of the camera.
Pacing back and forth and his tail wiping across my face. Oh, buddy.
But going off of animals, so this time around, since Sierra, this is her second time on the show for season two, we're going to be doing something different. We're going to be trying to create new memories as, like, we go along this journey that is life. So today, me and Sierra do this, like, once in a while. We'll share, like, cat videos or dog videos, just brighten up each other's day. So
we do.
It's one of the funnest things to do. Like, I'll see something random, like, okay, I know who will love this.
Right.
So today we're going to be challenging ourselves not to smile. Well, okay, at least not to laugh at whatever these adorable animal videos are. I haven't watched it just so, like, because if I've already seen it, then I could hold back a little bit more. But we're both going in blind.
Yes.
So
how are we going to do this?
So we'll play it at the same time. I'll count down to three. I'll put a link in the description if you want to watch it with us. And as for... it's a 15-minute video. I don't know if we'll get through 15 minutes, but I'm just going to bet that we're both going to lose pretty early.
Should I maybe turn off my audio on the video? Since
sure.
I can hear through yours.
Yeah. Yeah, so we'll mute each other, and then we'll, like, watch each other to make sure we're not smiling or anything.
Oh, gosh. I'm already, like, my cat's right here making me want to smile. Over. What?
Just look at a wall. Like, I'm just staring at my wall, but
let's compose myself.
I'm already okay. Smiling. I gotta.
You know, we're both pretty smiley people.
We're smiling throughout this entire thing. Okay, so yeah. 3, 2, 1. Nope, not doing it. Nothing's happening. Nope. Okay, cool. Owl. No. Mm-mm. Whew. Okay. That is adorable, but I'm not... Oh, no.
Okay, I can't.
Okay, me neither. Once the deer showed up, it was over.
It's over! That deer in their car! I want to know them!
So many videos went by, but that was only 57 seconds.
Wait, it's still going. Are you watching?
No, I gave up. I paused it.
It's petting a koala bear!
I'm fast-forwarding to your part. Oh, I'm lost. Okay, so...
Oh my gosh, there's a hamster ball.
Oh, in the corner? Yeah, okay. We're back. So we're commentate over this now.
Oh, look at that bunny.
Oh my goodness. As soon as the first video popped up, your face just like expanded into a frown.
Oh my gosh. Someone's clipping that thing's
I would claws. Be too afraid to clip those nails.
It's like an eyelash that fingernail looks like.
Ooh. Oh, those eyes.
They needed to put a rule that you can't make ridiculous noises, but that was my loophole that got me through as long as it did. Oh. Fluffy bunny.
Aw.
Look at the bunny. Oh, the bird.
Little birdie. Oh, hi. Oh, I've seen this one before. It's so adorable. A lot of bunnies.
Another fawn. Oh.
Oh. This is too much. I feel sorry for all of you who's only listening to this and missing all of this. Oh, kangaroos!
No kangaroos. I've seen someone with one before, but how do you get multiple kangaroos?
I think it's one of those things if, like, you're, like, rehabilitating it.
Oh,
oh lemur. Oh. Oh. God. I don't know how we would have survived 15 minutes of this.
Owls walking.
Cool.
Oh, no.
Oh, puppy!
Like Derry.
Oh, he's yawning. Oh, this is so adorable. Oh, that's so cool. He's gonna bite off his finger. Oh. Oh, this is so much. This reminds me, there was this job opportunity that I completely missed out on, but it was to, like, film training videos at this shelter, or, like, puppy training place, I mean. Oh, ads. And, like, it sounded so perfect, just, like, come in, film the puppies, film the people training the puppies, and I'm like, I could do that. But I missed it because it turns out the job ad was while I was away on the internship, so I just completely missed it.
Cute. Oh. Little husky sleeping.
Best dog. Why would you wake him up?
Sebastian, what you doing? Are you jealous that you're not getting all the attention right now and these other animals are?
Aw. Oh, that's the spot. So, if you could, what kind of other animals would you, like, want as a pet?
I would like a lab or a retriever, but I would like a short-haired dog, not
a shedding dog.
Yeah, just oh no, I just feel like it's just too much fur, and when they're wet, it's like a hassle. And I'm not too bothered about, like, hair getting everywhere. I mean, I've grown up with animals. Animal furs, whatever, just get a lint roller, you know, but
yeah.
Wash your sheets, I don't know, but I think it's just more so the cleanliness in the moment. Like, what do you do when you bathe your dog and it's just like a mop? Like, that's a lot there. Oh, a kitten in a book. Oh no.
Okay, I think for some reason you're ahead of me by a second. I'm gonna see it. Nah, no. Okay, I'm still on the bunny. Oh, yeah, because I got an ad and you didn't. Oh, there's the kitten and the... Oh, my God.
It's so fascinated by what is being read. Oh, it's a book about cats. Oh, that's... Oh, my gosh, a monkey. Yeah, so I would... A monkey would be cool. but definitely a lab. Maybe a black lab. I like shepherds. German shepherds, too. I don't know. I'm open to having a dog for sure. My parents, I don't know if they had this when I saw you last. Oh my gosh, a meerkat on a guy's
shoulder.
A meerkat, yeah, on a shoulder.
I feel like he's gonna jump. Is he gonna do it? No.
Okay. parents got a little black pug.
Aw.
Little Pepper is her name.
Oh, Little Pepper.
Multiple lemur or meerkats. What about you, Dominic? Would you like an animal?
I mean, growing up, I always wanted a monkey for some odd reason, but
so cool. Like, why not?
Seems like a lot of effort. Well, I mean, any animal is a lot of effort and, like, dedication. But growing up, I do know if I ever get a place of my own, I want a husky again because I grew up with one, and they are the best. Well, in my opinion.
I've had good experiences with huskies too. Ah, an otter.
I mean, I would love an otter too, but I mean, that's what the aquarium Monterey Bay is for.
Yes. Husky's eyes are amazing.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of squirrels, Finn, my dog right now, he hates them. Anytime they're in the backyard, they mock him. They'll grab, like, an apple off the tree, watch him while they eat it, and he's just barking at them. They're like, they don't care. They're like, you can't get us behind the glass. Oh, he looks like a teddy bear.
That's a bear right there.
Oh, that's adorable.
He's ready for a nap.
Oh, he sure is.
My little boy.
Yeah, but it's something about, like, bigger dogs for me. Because, like, I love Finn. I could carry him and all that. But, like, growing up with a big dog, I love, like, the big hugs.
Yeah, I would like a big dog, too. Got, you know, little cats, big dog.
Yeah. I want to try, like, because, like, I've never really owned a cat. Like, I've had family members who've had cats and I've played with them. But I've never actually, like, owned a cat. So that's something I might try down the line. Oh, is this how your cats are?
How my cats are. They look like yin and yang sometimes. Oh, yep, they hug each other just like that too.
That's so adorable.
They just like fall asleep kissing basically. This is exactly what my boys do.
Minus the tiny little bed for them.
Yeah, I'm not that cool. As if they would actually sleep in it. They accost me at nighttime. Sebastian likes to sleep at my head, so he'll walk across my neck.
Oh,
sides, or he'll jump over me, which scares me when I wake up to that. Derry sleeps in between my legs or on my stomach or my back. So I wake up to this, you know, burnt rotisserie chicken on my back. Apparently animals do that to keep you safe, so I'm for it.
Yeah, that's cool. Finn, like, he sleeps in his little like kennel that we have. But, like, every morning we open it, he'll run either to Matthew's bed or my parents' bed. So, like, one of those things, you're like, jump into the bed, jump into the covers, and just go all the way digging down towards, like, the bottom.
Yeah.
Like, he just makes a little burrow for himself.
A little prairie dog.
Mm-hmm.
Like. Finn's like a little prairie dog.
Yeah, I'm just watching him hold, like, the hand. Oh, that little kitten. I don't know how they keep that hair so fluffy.
Mm-mm-mm. What a little thing. When I was younger, there was a cat that adopted us. She showed up one day and never left us alone. She was pregnant, and her and the baby daddy, they would actually walk around the neighborhood and they'd entwine their tails together.
Oh, that's horrible.
Mom and I delivered the four kittens. The kittens would, we had one at the house that happened in one of those, like, what do you call them? The screen doors that are like iron or whatever. They have, like, little dots in them, and they would scale it with their little claws, and my mom and I would turn away for a second and look back, and one of the kittens would be at the top of the screen door because it scaled it, putting its claws through those little holes. Oh. Like, I think the black one's going to get to the top. No, the orange one's going to get to the top first.
Just a little race.
Yeah, and they were about the size of that video of the guy brushing it. That's how cute they were at the time. Oh, the kangaroo is going to jump in the sack.
I think it is. Or it's just going to... Okay, this is fun. This is great.
Look how tiny it is.
Mm-hmm.
Just so tiny.
It's terrifying once they grow up and they want to punch people.
Oh, yeah. They just bulk up. Oh.
Oh.
Yes, it flipped inside. What a little marsupial. No. Oh.
This reminds me, so while on the film set, there was a moment where I had to hold a... Oh, we're back to the fawns. There's a moment I had to hold on to a light outside. And I'm holding on to the light. I'm by myself, and this straight black cat walks by me. And it's going back and forth by me, and I'm trying to get its attention, and nothing's working. So I'm thinking, okay, maybe this cat doesn't speak English. I've seen those videos of people trying different languages. So my first thought is Spanish. So I go like, gato. And the cat turns, looks me dead in the eye. I'm like, oh, you hear me.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, I mean, why not speak a different language? No?
Right? Yeah, it's probably what they heard growing up. Oh, it's got little socks.
Little booties.
That too.
I want my tummy massage like that. Look at that. Look at that. It's little.
Oh. Just waving. Just waving at us. Back to the owls. Oh, it's got a little friend. Oh, oh no. Where'd it go? Oh, oh, you gonna save that one? Nope. You gonna let that one fall?
A pet owl, I feel like. That's pretty obscure.
I mean, it'll probably do the same thing as cats. It'll go out, get you some ice, and bring it back home.
That's true.
This one, oh, it got the star. I'd be more, oh, okay, again, like any animal, it's going to probably accidentally claw you. But if you could train this like Harry Potter and just have it deliver your mail.
There you go.
Oh. Was there another one on his leg? Yeah, yeah. Or her leg. Fall asleep.
Eyes.
That's adorable. No, it's gonna fall asleep. Yes.
Oh. Oh, here comes Derry. Hi, Derry. Oh, stretch for the camera.
Yay. Hello. Hello.
We didn't forget about you, Derry. I thought you were going to fall asleep over there, little dude.
Whoa.
You aren't little. You're huge.
I mean, from my point of view, he's enormous.
He is enormous, even from my point of view.
Hello. Okay, goodbye. No, hello again? Okay. You're just going to plop right down there? Yep. I knew it. But that does the video, and I think that does for today. I was hoping, because Matthew was on his way home, he'd just, like, pop up behind me, and then you'd have to see him.
You. There's a poor connection in my video. I can't see you on the video.
Dang it. Fine. Next time you show up on this show, I'm just going to have Matthew interview you.
Oh, I'm not allowed to see him. He has to be, like, this tiny little, like, mold in my mind.
He still is.
Whatever. He's, like, a grown now, which I refuse to believe.
We've all grown. That's
not him. He can't. He's not allowed.
That's fair. I still see. I haven't seen Shasta at all since like St. Dominic's or like high school, and she's still like that toddler in my head.
Well, Shasta's taller than me now, and she's a brown belt. So watch out, Dominic. She'll take us both down.
Yeah. No fear. I just imagined her as a toddler wearing a brown belt now.
Basically, in my eyes, she's 6 years old and she always will be.
That's crazy.
Now she has the audacity to
beat people up.
Yeah, beat people up. And go grade soon. Gosh.
Wait, what was that? Sorry, you cut out.
She has the audacity to be going into eighth grade soon.
No!
Oh.
I mean, Matthew has the audacity to get his bachelor's in this. Okay.
Not allowed.
Okay.
I just see him as a freshman with his lizard keychains on his backpack, and that's all he'll ever be. Just this cute, cute guy. Derry's giving kisses, my baby boy.
But that should do it. This is a shorter episode, but this was a lot of fun.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's been so long since the last time.
Yeah, it has. I mean, and like, it was crazy because when we recorded that first episode, that was 2019. Because I was trying to start the show back then, but I got busy with work.
Yeah. you know when in 2019 it was? What month?
I want to say summer, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, I remember we were at the park and it was nice, a little windy, but the sun was out and it was beautiful, so.
Oh, it might have been, I think it might have been in, like, April or May, because I remember Matthew was in school. He wasn't home at all.
Wow.
Yeah, almost about 2 years since you were first on the show.
Well, it was awesome being able to do something again with you, and let's not wait 2 years before we do it again.
Yeah, no. I am like more on top of things now.
You got time.
Exactly. Give or take. I am still lazy. But yeah, no, I don't have an outro for this show, so everything still ends abruptly.